Coming right up, we're going to be talking to Graham Hooper. Good morning, Graham. And how are things with you today?
Well, life's always changing, so you got to make adaptations.
Absolutely. Well, look at the weather. How's that changed from the last couple of hours?
Yeah, well, yeah, we're expecting heavy, heavy rain today, which is why the other band pulled out. So we're coming on the car ferry and didn't want to sort of come over in rough weather.
Oh, well, that's a shame. So which band pulled out for tonight?
It's These Automatic Changes.
Right, sort of. Okay. So you've still got Katie Soljak, the
yes.
wonderful Katie.
Yes.
And the Top Chicks.
Yep.
Right, so who's in the Top Chicks?
Well, old friend of hers, Doug Harrison, Doug Durabine, sorry, and Yuck Harrison, who was a bass player with Doug back in the 60s in a band called The Embers or The Brew, and Mike Donnelly on drums, who was in a band with Doug back in the 70s in Amsterdam, and there's also Deborah Harris on vocals.
Ah, right, okay, that sounds great. Now, we were talking about Doug Durabine earlier on. He's an interesting character, isn't he?
Yeah, well, he's been on a couple of radio shows. I think you heard him on Kim Hill's show on National Program. He went to, after the 60s and 70s, he disappeared off to India, spent 10 years as a Krishna monk over there, studied all the Sanskrit writings and translated them to English. But he came back a totally changed man.
Right. Did he joined the Hare Krishnas while he was there, didn't he?
Yeah, apparently, yeah. Spent 10 years over there. But that completely changed his way of life, I guess.
Yeah. And we were talking about an instrument that he has actually produced, he's made himself, which sounds brilliant.
Yeah, we played at the library during New Zealand Music Month. There was a special event down there. And it's an electric sitar.
An electric sitar, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, well, it's handmade. I mean, he created it himself just to emulate the sound of a sitar. And he had one guitar for the droning sound and one for the sitar sound. Quite right. Amazing. I'm hoping to convince him to play it earlier tonight.
That'll be interesting.
Before the show.
Yeah, right. That'd be something really worth listening to.
Yeah, yeah. But, because of the other band pulling out, we've just decided to start at the advertised time, 8 o'clock. And it'll be over before 9:30. So anyone wanting to watch the Warriors game can stick around and watch the Warriors game on the big screen.
Right. Well, you could kill two with one stone, as it were.
Yes, yeah. So it's only going to be $5.
It's a real special deal tonight, isn't it? $5 a head. That's really good.
I mean, Katie asked me 2 weeks ago to go see them at the Dog's Bollocks. And I said, well, I've seen you heaps of times on the island. You know, why go to Auckland just to see you play? And she says, well, you haven't seen the new lineup. And I'm so pleased I went.
Well, that's another thing, because a lot of people might be thinking the same as you. Oh, we've seen a lot of Katie, and it's not such a nice night. Perhaps we won't go out tonight, but she's got a totally new lineup, hasn't she?
Yeah, new lineup, and the songs that you know and love have been totally reinterpreted by Doug and the band. His guitar work just blew me away. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. I mean, he's an unassuming guy sitting down with his guitar, and the next thing, this guitar work just starts happening.
That's amazing, yeah.
There were 18 to 20-year-olds in the audience who'd never seen them play before, and there were people from the 60s, like gold card holders in their 65s and over, who were all stunned by his guitar work.
Right, so he'd be worth seeing on his own?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I've seen Doug play, but I've never ever seen him play like that.
Right. Now, he's not based in New Zealand now, is he?
He's based in England, UK. He came over here specifically to play at the Grassroots Festival, which was cancelled at Easter.
Ah, right. So, and he's been here ever since?
Yep, yep. No, he stayed at Katie's place a few times last year, and he's been working on a new album with her, recording some new tracks, and possibly doing some of the older ones again.
Right. Well, by the sound of it, he's totally rearranged a lot of those tunes.
Yeah, well,
and it'll be like a new album.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I mean, I've just said you've got to just re-release those songs with Doug's guitar work on them, because it's a new interpretation of her work.
Mm. Yeah, we're talking to Graham Hooper about the function at the Rocks tonight, which is our very own Katie Soljak and the Top Chicks with special guest, a New Zealand guitar legend, Doug Gerabine. Doug has rearranged quite a lot of Katie's songs, and they sound totally different. Graham saw them in town the other day, and they blew you away again.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, I wasn't actually going to go over. I really wanted to go see this reggae band Third Wheel the same night, but I couldn't afford to get out there. And I'm so glad that I went, because I wouldn't be so enthusiastic at the show tonight if I hadn't seen them play by myself.
Right. So that you can have a double whammy here tonight, actually, because not only will you only pay $5 to listen to Katie and the band and Doug Gerabine, but you can stay on and watch the Warriors game afterwards.
Yeah, for those who are into rugby, you can stay on. And
rugby league.
Rugby league, sorry. Yes, 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 they can stay on and watch the Warriors game. But, yeah, it's only $5, so just turn up at 8 o'clock. The show will be over before 9:30.
Okay, and tickets are also available down at Shop the Rock, aren't they?
Yep, yep. But I've just got to tell them that reduce the price from 10 down to 5.
Right, yep. Right. That's a special deal for Waiheke tonight.
Okay.
To go to a special function. It sounds like it's going to be great.
Yeah. I mean, there's a number of other things on tonight. I've heard that Mojo Rises, I think it's sold out, the Rocky Bay Hall. I'm not too sure, but they're playing down there. And I know a number of people that said they've already got tickets to that show, so they couldn't make it tonight. But anybody else, come on down to the Rocks and check out Katie and the whole new interpretation of her songs.
Well, exactly. If you've missed out on Mojo Rises at the Rocket Bay Hall, then for goodness sake, get yourself to the Rocks tonight for a mere $5 to listen to Katie Soljak, whom we all enjoy, yeah, along with Doug Gerabine and the Top Chicks, which gives a whole new meaning to Katie's songs and a whole new perspective on them.
Yep.
And all for $5.
Exactly. So
thank you very much, Graham, and
thank you very
good
much,
luck, yeah, for tonight.
Okay.